Divided Kingdom, the evening news program that so many of you have come to know and trust. This is Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, and I must ask you to pay careful attention tonight. Possible new pandemic. 4-star emergency alert. Possible hemorrhagic fever. Plandemic coming. Emergency alert.
It's Thursday, February 17th, 2022. Every day, every week seems to be moving us all further away from the complacent American years. The 20th century is starting to become a pleasant, distant memory.
Who could have foreseen such a sea change? Now we're living, Lou, in a Matthew 24 situation, or perhaps even approaching the tumultuous chaos of the Great Tribulation days themselves.
We are witnesses, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and I, Lou Caverly, watchpersons attempting to answer God's Ezekiel 33 call. This is the Divided Kingdom radio program heard at WWCR.com and on their worldwide shortwave. Also heard at Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Global Network, that is Global Star, and at KStarTalkRadio.com. Check their sites for radio schedules.
We have some very serious warnings for you tonight. Even when we think it couldn't get any worse than the Biden administration and NATO trying to push Russia over the cliff into World War III, nuclear war, we hear rumblings that perhaps on November 12, 2021, my essay, my article that was written, may have touched on some truth. The next horrible shoe with nails in the sole ready to trample your face as you lie constrained on the New World Order sacrifice stone. And before Lou comments about this, we have to tell you that we have never been at a more precarious time financially to stay on the air. And this probably will be alleviated by about late May. But we really do need your help. We only have about a couple weeks left before we must pay $500. Yes, it is a five-week month to WWCR. Right now, we're looking at about $150 that we already have toward that $500. And, of course, later we will again owe Global Star Communications. Several of you, about two people, have given us very generously in the last 3 to 4 weeks. We had to use some of that money to renew the smartphone, and that's what, Lou, about $70 a month?
Yes, about that.
And some other needs that we had, because we must have a printer to print up the article so that we can read and tell the cost of what that is each time you have to get that refilled.
That's somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 75.
So you see, these things are adding up. At the same time, our $55,000 of credit card debt has reached such a point that we can barely pay our bills. So we are telling you that something's going to happen. God is in the process of a miracle, and we'll report on that when that comes into being. But for these few months to come, we really, really need your help. And you can see how serious this is. You're not going to hear an inkling of what we're going to tell you tonight about the hemorrhagic fever. And do you want to keep your family safe? Do you want to ensure that we will be on the air when you need to have this information? We're not going to guarantee this is the truth completely because we don't know. We've heard this, but you know what? I'd much rather hear something this horrible and have it not come true than not to be prepared. We tell you, you'll have to get to the grocery store. You'll have to be thinking about possibly self-quarantining for over a year. Now, we must pick up this story. We must move on. And I just said that we need your help. And quickly, I want to give you the information where you can send cash, you can send a check made out to WWCR. One of those two options would be what we really need right now, the cash or the check made out to WWCR. And you can send it to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And I just said that the New World Order may be ready to trample on your face with the sharp nails on their boot bottoms as we're lying constrained on the New World Order sacrifice stone.
You will see this article that Elizabeth referred to, posted at our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com.
Now, this is as what one of our listeners says, old news, November, but it's telling something that may relate to what we have just heard, the bombshell we're going to give you during this program.
So please alert your family and friends to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Look under the headline, Breaking News. And once you clicked on that, select Breaking News a second time. And the latest article, or the latest articles come up first. Just scroll down and locate the November 12th article. And I shall read that now, Elizabeth's November article.
Give us the title of it again, too, Lou.
Yes, the title is More Things That Lie in Wait. November Emergency Alert Number 2, Ebola Marburg Plandemic Coming. November 12th, 2021. This is truly a sobering notification to all of us. The powers of darkness and chaos, COVID chaos, that is, may not be willing to stop with the COVID gene shot injuries and deaths and the economic destruction caused by COVID lockdowns. Finland's Dr. Ariana Love, in a recent interview, presented startling new information from a Stockholm University study indicting the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine for, quote, bringing on sterility, unquote, and having what she describes as, quote, components of Ebola and Marburg, bacterial, not viral infections, paving the way for the next pandemic, unquote.
And, Lou, I must interrupt my own essay to give an update here on February 17th, 2022. We have just heard the key whistleblower from Pfizer, Melissa Strickler. Now she is married, so her last name is different. But she has documented that Pfizer actually has an agreement, I believe, with Israel, and that there is a setting there where Pfizer has some I would say experimentation going on, and the address is 666. And where is it, Lou? Do you remember? Isn't it in Israel?
I believe that it is.
I think so.
Yes,
So, it has a headquarters. So, in other words, we're seeing that all of these things we've always heard about, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Vatican, the Jesuit connection, everything is consolidating. Everything is coming into being the pre-tribulation era stuff that we're going to have to face. So go back to my essay. And when I wrote this essay, this whistleblower there, you see, Dr. Ariana Love, was talking about certain things that were built into COVID that would enhance the arrival of Ebola and of Marburg. Now, what we're hearing is hemorrhagic fever, and we don't know yet whether that is a bacterium. I believe as Luke proceeds with my essay, we will find out that Marburg is a bacteria-connected illness.
Yes. In fact, I think the last sentence it said, referring to Ebola and Marburg, that they were bacterial, not viral infections.
Yes, thank you, Lou.
You're welcome. The Stockholm University study showed that the J&J spike proteins went to the nucleus of the cell, damaging it, deleting God-given genes that are responsible for DNA repair. There is a U.S. patent number, number 201-400-172-75, the adenovirus serotype 26, and filovirus 35. These vaccines code our cells with Ebola and Marburg proteins. Is this priming? And this is a prophetic little sentence here. Is this priming for future Ebola or Marburg pandemic assaults, perhaps akin to antibody-dependent enhancement? Dr. Love describes how the J&J vaccine deletes E1, E3, and E4 genes mentioned in the patents.
And we have to interrupt again. There was a little bit of precognition there, because we have to tell you, there are two cases of hemorrhagic fever in the UK. So this is no longer just idle speculation, fantasizing. Is it, Lou?
No, it's not. In fact, there's also a possible third case, but not yet confirmed, the last we checked. Moving on now, Dr. Love finds in her research that the deletion of these genes, that was E1, E3, and E4, causes first, AIDS, and second, blood coagulation, thrombosis, and clotting.
And we know what AIDS is. You see, it's an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And so this is being put in there, you see, with the mRNA operating systems taking away the body's own God-given genetic defense repair systems. So in that sense, it's like an AIDS. It's acquired from the syringe.
That's exactly right.
Pick it up, Lou.
Yes. Dr. Love says, quote, J&J is using the adenovirus 26 vector, which deletes the gene in humans, also known as chromosome X. The E1 gene is required to repair damaged DNA.
And now, again, bringing us up to the minute, we also have heard that if this hemorrhagic fever comes, guess what? Guess who has a remedy for it? There's a drug in waiting from Johnson & Johnson. Isn't that rather diabolically peculiar? Would you trust that?
I don't believe that I would, no.
I don't think so. So, you see, we have to look at all these things with some depth. You're listening to us because you're part of the 5%, like the maybe 3 to 5% in the American Revolutionary times who did understand, who did want to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, who did want to fight the evil. You'll hear later the price that Mike Lindell is paying. We hope we can get to everything tonight. Go ahead, Lou.
The E1 gene is required to repair damaged DNA. Without it, your cells will, quote, self-suicide, unquote. And that is AIDS. They are inducing AIDS, and they are deleting the E1 gene, causing embryonic lethality. That means permanent sterility, unquote. The Finland researcher adds that the deletion of the E1 gene also causes a lack of oxygen in the blood, which can lead to rapid cancer growths, quote, people who take this vaccine will have a life of chronic illness and neurological destruction, unquote.
And Lou, I have to interject that
yes.
A dear friend of ours who, when I was sitting back there in that back room, so crippled with Lyme disease, I could only sit on one chair in the whole home, she came back there because you were tutoring her son. I think he was in high school then. And she sat and held my hand and told me about a dream that she had about Jesus that was just so real. And Jesus came through a library and then held her hand and told her she would be all right, because she went through a lot of things. And one of those things was a terrible time with breast cancer. Now, we heard from her at Christmas. We don't know whether she was vaccinated for COVID. We think she probably was. She said after 30 years, her breast cancer came back. And I looked at you, Lou, and I said, probably the shots. Go ahead with that essay.
Another patent, U.S. patent 1069417, is for human adenovirus vector 5, continues Dr. Love. Quote, it contains the E1, E2B gene deletion, and it's in the patent. This is used by Sinovax and other possible vaccines and encodes the cell with Ebola spike protein. Let me say that again. It encodes the cells with Ebola spike protein.
And if you don't think this is a serious program tonight, God spared our lives various times so that we would be here to give you this word, and you must tell others. God is convicting you to spread this word quickly, 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 for people to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and see this essay November 12th and hear this program when it goes into the listening archives. Many of you are now really pursuing our listening archives. You're watching to see if they're all up on time. And in fact, we had a little email that said, please put your archives up. Then Lou checked and they were up. We have a very faithful web mistress who just got married, and we give her congratulations. And please pray for our webmasters, mistress, rather, angel, please put her in your prayers. She said years ago when we were on RBN, God told her that we needed to have her volunteer to do a website for us. And you see, at that time, I was so anti having any kind of internet in my home because of Big Brother, I wouldn't do it. And God knew we had to have a website. Dr. Stan Monti says, well, you people have to have a website. So you see, God is working together for good to keep us able to warn you. So you must let others know about this. And if you can possibly help us, those of you who were able to give a couple hundred dollars before, sometimes it was back last spring, summer. If any of you can make a one-time gift again, this is the time. Because, Lou, you can corroborate. We believe that once we reach June, we will not have the $55,000 of credit card debt anymore. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. God willing, we'll be able to put that aside.
If this is God's plan, and it looks like it will be. But until then, we cannot. I'm sitting here looking at a $350 charge on one credit card. They want that, I think, by March the 7th. Right now, I think we have about $80 in the bank. We can't pay that. So we certainly can't pay WWCR either. I said we have about $150 toward it right now. So think about sending some cash or a check or a money order to WWCR, to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Let's go on with Dr. Ariana Love's message there that I put into my essay.
More serious cautions continue with Dr. Love's warning that, quote, according to the animal studies, the deletion of the E2B causes sterility in males. The adenovirus 5 vector enters and targets the bronchial and epithelial, which is the lungs, cells, deleting the E3 and D4 genes to intentionally create long-term autoimmunity, which is AIDS, unquote. She goes on to say, the deletion of the E3 gene degenerates the brain and introduces dementia. It causes the gradual loss of memory and judgment and the ability to function, unquote. Dr. Love also says that this gene deletion, as in the J&J vaccine, would result in chronic respiratory problems and possibly facilitating Epstein-Barr. She notes that the number one side effect of children taking vaccines is the Epstein-Barr virus condition. And we note Epstein-Barr has long been associated medically with chronic fatigue syndrome. According to the Finnish researcher, Ebola and Marburg are made with E. coli bacteria, and the future plandemic planners are creating with an abominable brew of fungi, bacteria, and plasmids. They are also genetically modifying chimpanzee with human, making a clone species. They then make this hapless chimera very ill. The final step is to take extracts from its rotting flesh. No virus in this mess. Love says they only call it a virus to divert us. This is made with bacteria. E. coli, she informs us, is deadly in 36% of people. According to Love, the U.S. government has been testing this kind of technology since the 1950s, and that adenovirus 4, 5, and 7 vector is an HIV coding envelope. Nanotechnology has been used. Quote, they're producing infections and making people sick and spreading it. They're using parasites. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine will kill parasites. Graphene oxide in one vaccine is the reason for flu symptoms.
Tonight's program, our Divided Kingdom program, is called Emergency Alert. New hemorrhagic fever pandemic coming and more beast system threats. Lou and I, we're enjoying ourselves for once here, and we're so restricted, and it's cold, cold weather. Someday, when things calm down, we're going to pursue the ice age idea again. Are the diminished sunspots part of that problem, too? Because everyone says it's been a very cold winter. But we've been enjoying the loveliness of the Olympic Games figure skating competition. Despite the occult origins and meanings often in these games pageantry, there is still a great inspiration and an enjoyment in watching the courage of human endurance in many of these individual athletes as they compete and they go for the gold, and to watch the American dance couples, Chalk and Bates, Hubble and Donahue, representing America with excellence and beauty, just inspired Lou and me. And to see that French team, I didn't quickly get their names down, but they surpassed everyone. That was just thrilling to my soul. I crept up right in front of that blue light of our TV, and I had to watch it. It was just virtually perfect, perfect. Such beauty and grace. And the commentator, Tanis White, her breath was taken away. And in fact, she audibly gasped. And her co-broadcaster, Johnny Weir, called the sublime achievement of the French couple art.
In the middle of this winter respite from the past year of COVID stresses, now we get to hear of possible new treachery to mankind coming right out of our Olympic recreation.
And yes, years, Lou, that we've been watching this kind of thing unfold from the Bush years onward, when we saw the Patriot Act excesses taking away our liberties, we had no idea that the biomedical complex that people like Dr. Leonard Horowitz had talked about in the Prophecy Club videos years before was about to break on us. So during this skating break, we decided to turn on Mike Adams's situation update for Monday, February 14th. That was Valentine's Day. And this you can still find at Brighteon.com. What a Valentine's Day present.
This is our emergency alert. Anyone hearing the divided kingdom needs to listen carefully. If these rumors turn out to be an unfolding terrible truth over the next few months, you will at least have some time to prepare for your survival. Probably self-quarantining at your home. Stocked up in supplies to be self-sufficient, as Health Ranger Mike Adams says he will do in such an exigency. He points out that hemorrhagic fever is far, far more deadly than COVID, possibly killing 30% of the people.
And, Lou, when we listened to that sound clip, there was a Chinese whistleblower, Dr. Wen, I believe that was the pronunciation, but the spelling is different. It's H-A-N. And I think it was J.D. Rucker who was interviewing the doctor. And so we now have more complete articles, which we're going to read to you about this, that appeared at naturalnews.com. But at any rate, this was the odious, sinister plan that when they quarantined some of those Olympic Games participants, we remember hearing they were quarantined in hotels if they had a positive COVID test. Then, you see, we would have them exposed to the new hemorrhagic fever. And this Dr. Wen claims that this was developed to have a long incubation period, at least 3 to 4 weeks. So you see, they could still be well as they perform in the games until they get back to their home country. And then the spread starts. So we're telling you that if there's any truth to this, we want you to quickly make a list of what you think you need. Get to the grocery stores. Do what you think you have to do to be as independent as you could be. Because we hear this 30% kill rate from hemorrhagic fever. We have to recall questions now again about that Wuhan world pandemic drill in which the military all went from other nations in October of 2019. And we had U.S. soldiers there visiting China shortly before COVID emerged and spread.
One might question this new so-called leak of warning information about a new biological weapon to be launched. Another global genocide in the making? Unlikely, we might say. But we do have to begin a careful watch and deep prayer. For Health Ranger Adams informed all of us listening that there are presently 2 cases of hemorrhagic fever in the U.K.
And, Lou, you added now, what, a third has
there,
popped
there,
up?
There may be a third. It's not sure yet. The last I knew. All right. Right.
And now we're moving toward the first article, which you have, I'm sure.
Yes. I'll get right to that. And this pertains exactly to what we've been saying. The title is Dr. Li Meng Wan says CCP is spreading hemorrhagic fever bioweapon at Olympics and reveals an antidote. Tuesday, February 15th, by Ethan Huff in Natural News. J.D. Rucker recently interviewed the illustrious Dr. Li Meng Wan, who told him that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has released a lab-manufactured hemorrhagic fever bioweapon at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Quote, "Before I get into the details," Rucker writes, "it is important to understand that she and her sources are highly credible. There have been considered efforts to discredit her, but her claims as far back as early 2020 have invariably been proven accurate."
And Lou, let's again spell her name. It's H-A-N, isn't it?
No, Y-A-N.
Y-A-N.
Yes, it's Dr. Li, L-I, dash Meng, M-E-N-G, and then Y-A-N.
Okay, great.
So Li Meng was one of the first, if you recall, to come forward with evidence suggesting that the Wuhan coronavirus, that is COVID-19, was developed in a Chinese laboratory. The powers that be tried to discredit her, but her claims continue to stand the test of time. Rucker adds, quote, "They tried to disprove what she said all along, that Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci had intimate knowledge of the gain-of-function research that was going on in Wuhan. They even tried to prove she was wrong about the inefficacy of the vaccines. All of her claims have been verified, and she has been vindicated multiple times." Unquote.
Let's get her name again.
Yes.
Li Meng.
Li Meng. We think it's pronounced Wan, but it's spelled Y-A-N. So Li Meng told Rucker that the CCP has been studying various strains, and that's in quotes, strains, if you will, of hemorrhagic fever viruses. These include Lassa, Marburg, and Hantavirus, all of which just so happen to share the same CD38 drug target in the disease. Her sources revealed that the CDC was already fully prepared to release this bioweapon during the Olympic Games, although she cannot confirm which strain of the virus has been released without first obtaining the viral genome. This new bioweapon is supposedly much more deadly than the Fauci flu, which may have just been a test run for the final act, so to speak, in the current world order. According to UPI, health authorities in the United Kingdom have already identified at least two cases of viral hemorrhagic fever and possibly a third. If confirmed, these mark the first time the illness has been seen in the country in over a decade. Officials claim that the cases of Lassa fever, as they have classified it, are from the same family and are linked to recent travel to Western Africa, where the illness is said to be endemic. The report reveals, quote, "Two of the cases are conclusive, and the third hasn't yet been confirmed. Lassa fever is an acute viral hemorrhagic illness, and infection usually occurs through food or household items contaminated with urine or feces from rats who are carrying the virus," unquote. In milder cases, Lassa fever causes a fever, obviously, and fatigue. In more severe cases, it can result in bleeding out of the mouth, breathing difficulties, and low blood pressure.
We must interject there. You heard the ways this can be spread, and also somebody commented that when the blood spurts out, we remember these stories about people with Ebola. That's another big way it can spread from the person sick to the person watching.
Yes.
So you said about urine, feces, and in problems in the food, didn't you?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And that UPI report further reported, quote, "Most people who contract Lassa fever don't develop any symptoms and is fatal in only about 1% of cases. The new cases are the first in Britain since 2009.
But recall in my essay when we were quoting Dr. Arianna Love, she said the markers for Marburg were put in there. So that might make more sense that it would be Marburg and or Ebola, because those were rather specific things. Go ahead, Lou.
Bleeding orifices are a common occurrence with severe cases of hemorrhagic fever, assuming this is really what was released at the Olympics.
And if you don't know what orifices are, those are openings in your body.
Yes.
The anal part, the vaginal part, your mouth,
eyes.
Your eyes,
yep.
Your nose.
Mm-hmm. Since the media is already blaming a scapegoat, rats from Africa, the world could see another round of the plandemic. Quote, and this is from Rucker again, the problem with this report is that the disease may not be standard loss of fever, but possibly something new that was created through gain-of-function research. Dr. Wan has not confirmed this, but based on sources and evidence, Lassa is one of the bioweapons they prepared to launch attacks during or after Winter Olympics.
And again, if you think you can trust your government, if you don't realize that everything is sold out, you know, I commented to Lou one time, and I mentioned on air, that almost every institution in society has gone bad. Well, I think, wittingly or unwittingly, now all the governments of the world, and especially the American Babylon, the OWL, Freemasonry, street plan in D.C., all of this is just symptomatic of why we never heard anything really from the Durham report, why Rand Paul and Ron Johnson can interview the people sickened and harmed by COVID, but they won't call for an indictment of Anthony Fauci. They won't do this. We heard recently the gain of function thing is still going on in our government. They know that the New World Order is now in charge, and they're either too treasonous or too chicken-hearted to do what they should do to save their country, men and women. So you see, you are going to only be able to rely on one being, and that is Jesus Christ. He heals families. He healed my family recently. There is a young relative who never expresses appreciation, doesn't seem to care that I send gift after gift after gift, and I was going to sort of be retaliatory and stop the gifts. Then I realized that person may be a needy person, and I said to Lou, I think God wants me to be merciful and just send the gifts like I always did. Don't make a fuss. The very next day, after, you see, I had repented there of something that wouldn't have been nice, a beautiful note from that young relative came, thanking me for everything that I ever did. Do you see how there is only one source of power that is supreme in the whole universe, and that is Jesus Christ, Son of Almighty God. So what we're going into, if this materializes, look, Lou and I hope this is a false rumor. We would like to just be able to sit here and enjoy our retirement. But if this thing comes, you're going to have to be ready with a water source, ready with canned food. You're going to have to be ready. Go ahead, Lou.
Dr. Wan noted that CCP, and that's Chinese Communist Party, military scientists worked with Liberia to study Ebola in 2014. They also sent six groups of scientists to Sierra Leone to study Lassa viruses.
Now, who was that again who sent them?
The Chinese Communist Party.
The Chinese Communists. So they're being used by the New World Order. It's not just China is evil. Now, they do want to take over here. I think they want to invade our country. But you see, the globalists always used nations. They made sure that Chiang Kai-shek would not be superior and supreme there in China, so that Mao could come in, so that they could turn it into a Marxist country, so that they could use it later as the model. You see the workers, all those millions of workers in China that have the suicide nets, the conditions. They want that for all of us here everywhere. They want to break down America further. And if this thing comes, and people have to self-quarantine, you can expect great chaos. And those of you who are in those blue cities, you better try to get out of those cities with everything that you have, I would say, right at this time. We have to interrupt. We have to give these warnings. God made it so amazing that Lou and I would meet each other. It's just so amazing. Many years ago, I'm in West Virginia. I think I'm going to get my doctorate as a reading specialist. Lou is up there. He thinks he's going to get graduate offers. And all of a sudden, he only gets this one offer to come to the University of Maryland. And all of a sudden, I lose my fellowship, and I have to look for a job. So I pick out the World Book Encyclopedia, which my aging father was still selling, and I find the closest counties in Maryland to Pennsylvania. I was sort of a home baby. I didn't want to go out west. I wanted to go to a nearby state. So I get here, and then Lou is looking for a place to live, and someone is on their lunch hour, so he decides to go to a different apartment building, and that's where I am. And the lady says, I have an opening. It's about four doors down the hall from me. So you see, God had all this planned. And then a year or two later, when I'm standing in Lou's apartment, as I've mentioned before, looking at his history books, beautiful history books about Lincoln, and I think a few other books like that that were very, very outstanding, I'm looking there, and here's this golden light as Lou has gone to his kitchen to answer the phone. And there's those beautiful words, this is your destiny, engraved on my heart, in my soul, in my fighting Irish blood's center, epicenter for the future. And Lou comes back, and I have tears on my face, but I don't know him well enough to tell him about this experience. It's a long time later, wasn't it? When I told you.
Yes, many years later.
Yes. So we can see then we had great pitfalls, serious illnesses, job losses. God was doing what he says he'll do in the Bible. He builds endurance. And we have to have endurance. And we're glad we're here that we can warn you. Maybe some people will be saved, their lives, their physical lives. We're so sad we don't see our neighbor Roy driving by in his little Jeep out ready to get the mowing done. He would be out there in March, I'm sure. He's dead. We think the COVID shots killed him. Other neighbors think this too. You don't want to be their victim. You want to tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Go ahead, Lou.
And Dr. Li Meng says that a simple cure for hemorrhagic fever is a drug by Johnson & Johnson.
Now, this is the thing that we think is probably crazy to ever try.
Yes, this drug is called the brand name is Darzalex. The scientific name is Daratumumab.
Mab. Now, you and I have looked for a long time, practically all of these harmful effects, drugs that we see in TV commercials, they often end with a mab, and I've wondered what
that's
was.
Right.
Now, there's something in literature, isn't there? Is that Shakespeare? Where Mab, Queen Mab. Now, who is she?
I think it's
isn't
the Midsummer Night's
Night?
Dream.
Oh, is it a Midsummer Night's
I'm
Dream?
I'm not entirely sure.
But she's sort of the queen of the fairies or something, isn't she?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
She? She's not a benevolent one either.
Well, I have to get out my books and read up on that.
But see, we know there are all these hidden messages, and at some point you'll tell about the X and the Z, but go ahead.
Yes, we're coming up on that. And as I think Elizabeth kind of commented before, I don't know about you folks listening, but I know I would never trust a Johnson & Johnson so-called cure for any pandemic. And Elizabeth just reminded me that on an old Prophecy Club video, it may well have been one featuring Dr. Leonard Horowitz, he explained that using the letter Z and possibly also X denotes secret collaboration with the globalists. Just watch how many prescriptions drugs have a Z or an X in them.
Yes, they do. And, you know, think of the corporation Exxon. There's one. And there's another thing that it has a certain name, but we don't have access to those materials right now or can't find the name of it. But if you've noticed on many of the political things, there are like three wavy lines. They're right, what would we say, parallel to each other, Lou, I guess.
There's one wavy
line, then right under it there's another one, and another one. And this denotes secret global government sympathy or connections. I think we saw this on some of the French transportation things. Maybe it was their airlines. We've seen it in the political parties. You'll see this. You'll see this at every 4 years when they have a get-together to a so-called have us be able to elect a president no more. Anyway, you'll see this thing. And so everything is always sort of hidden in plain sight with the Illuminati. Okay, Lou?
Yes, that's very true. And I think I have finished now with...
All right, then I have the second article by Ethan Huff. And tell me again how we pronounce the lady's name, Yon. Yon, isn't that it?
Well, it's either Yon or Juan. I think it might be Juan.
Well, it's one
but
of
I'm
the
Juan, sure.
Okay. The next pandemic. And China's People's Liberation Army launches hemorrhagic fever viral attack during Olympics, says source. And this also was written by Ethan Huff, a second article, Tuesday, February 15th, 2022, Natural News. Well-placed sources have confirmed that the military arm of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, the People's Liberation Army, PLA, is launching another bioweapon at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. These sources allege that a hemorrhagic fever attack is currently underway as the next deadly pandemic to follow the Wuhan coronavirus. And just like the Fauci flu, it was supposedly constructed in a laboratory, only to now be tested for performance on both the Chinese people and anyone in attendance at the Olympic Games. Related, a high-ranking CCP defector came forward with intel about how Communist China has a full-scale biological weapons program. Quote, the virus has been altered inside a laboratory to make the incubation period longer than usual, now suspected at 3 to 4 weeks, in order to allow visitors to Beijing to return home with no symptoms during transit, reports CD Media. Quote, the launch of the virus is following the procedure used during the launch of COVID-19, in that portions of China are infected, locked down, in an attempt to stop the transmission to the rest of China after release. This scenario gives the PLA plausible deniability. This new virus is said to be highly transmissible and cause bleeding through multiple orifices of the body, including skin pores. Will hemorrhagic fever become a pandemic 2.0? At least 3 confirmed and suspected cases of the virus are already being reported in the United Kingdom, pending the return of test results. All 3 individuals are from the same family in the east of England. The UK has only ever seen 10 confirmed cases of hemorrhagic fever ever in the country, the first of which was confirmed in 2009. You know, that in itself, it smells funny, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yes.
Yeah. Now, suddenly, out of nowhere, this is there. Dr. Li Meng, tell me what you think.
I think it's Juan.
Juan.
But I'm not positive.
But that's kind of like their money, isn't it?
Yes,
the
it
yuan.
Is.
Juan. Dr. Li Meng Juan further confirmed that the CCP via the PLA, remember that was the People's Liberation Army, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did, in fact, release this deadly new bioweapon at the Olympics. She tweeted about how people must be well prepared because the virus could continue spreading all around the world as exposed Olympics attendees return to their home countries. One source that spoke to CD Media claims to have contacted various appropriate agencies within the U.S. federal government to warn them about the need for Americans attending the Olympics to quarantine upon returning home, but to no avail. Now, that's ding, ding, ding. That's highly suspicious again. Lou, do you remember in the early time of the COVID outbreak how Fox News then reported that a couple college girls flew home from, I think it was Italy, probably, because that's where the big outbreak was, and they conscientiously stopped in New York before going into the South, somewhere like Georgia, I think, was their home, and they called the CDC to see whether they should stop and quarantine before going on home. And the CDC says, oh, no, you just go right ahead.
I remember that.
The agenda is to spread it, not to stop it. So now here again, why didn't the U.S. federal government want to know about this? Because they already know. But you're going to be some of the last people you ordinary, patriotic Americans. If we get a little time, we'll tell what's going on to Mike Lindell, too. Boy, he's under strain. Pray for him a lot. But back to this article, it is always a question of whether or not to publicize such data. But we felt the American public needed to be aware of what possibly may be happening, as trust in our government and the medical establishment is at rock bottom, CD Media reported. In the comment section of CD Media, one person wrote that this is all happening, quote, just as planned, and that people in the know have been warning about this kind of thing as a pandemic 2.0. Quote, there is already a Bill Gates-funded injection ready called RIVAX, and that's capital R, little I, capital V-A-X. This same person wrote, it's a deadly ricin injection. Oh, Lou. Now, think about remdesivir and the incentive the hospital's got to use it, not ivermectin, not hydroxychloroquine, but let's use remdesivir that was actually withdrawn from some other time periods when it caused kidney failure and kidney damage. And then let's think about the $40,000 kickback to the hospital for putting the people on the ventilator. And if they make sure the person is killed on the ventilator, why, they get $100,000. So here's Bill Gates. He's been rather quiet lately, but I guess he's been rather busy with this funding to get this injection ready called RIVAX. And it's a deadly ricin, R-I-C-I-N, injection. Wouldn't you think that makes sense to put a deadly poison in to fix another deadly planned gain-of-function bioweapon?
Well, it makes wonderful sense if you want to kill the people.
Yes. Oh, the next phase of the lie. Another pandemic in order to keep us in masks and taking gene therapy, vax, for population control, wrote another. And here's another. This will be one pandemic you will want an N95 mask for, responded another. This from a nurse that bucked the COVID pandemic. Another suggested that if this is all actually true, that people need to start praying, not worrying about masks again. A face veil is certainly not going to protect against something as deadly as hemorrhagic fever anyway. Okay, here it is, wrote someone else. Just as I predicted months ago in a CCP-compliant World Economic Forum forecast as early as 1989, the second much more deadly bioweapon attack has been launched. The Great Reset lurches toward with its population reduction scheme. So again, we urge you to tell others. Maybe they won't wake up. Maybe now they will wake up because they've seen a lot of these deaths in the neighborhood. I was going to share with you, and I don't believe that I have that with me. Maybe I do. Yes, I think I will share that right now. Two things. We're hearing that there's a little bit of winding down from giving the booster shot. People aren't taking it. But I think this is a self-explanatory article here on February 10th, 2022, in the Eastern Maryland Star-Democrat. The headline, Hogan announces $2 million promotion for booster shots. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced Tuesday a new plan, and this is just a redux of what he did before, to encourage people to get booster shots against COVID-19 with a total of $2 million in drawings for people who have been boosted. The prizes will be for 12 residents. The promotion starts next Tuesday, February 15th, with a special initial drawing of $500,000. Prizes of $50,000 will be awarded weekly for the following 10 weeks. On Tuesday, May 3rd, one Marylander will be awarded a grand prize of $1 million. We have to interject, if that person is alive, they may have to forward it to heaven or hell, Lou. The governor said the Omicron variant surge has illustrated how critically important it is to get a booster shot. Maryland residents 18 and older who have received their primary COVID-19 vaccinations and their booster shot in Maryland at any time are eligible to win. No registration or entry is needed. The state's new booster action plan also includes expanding call and text-based outreach to all Marylanders who are eligible for boosters through the state's GoVax campaign. Booster shots will be offered at many hospital-based testing sites, in addition to the 539 pharmacies and clinics across the state that currently offer boosters. And if you think they aren't coming for you, we have some friends who are also conservative Christians, and they were receiving 6 calls a day from some kind of an hospice called Sparrows Point. And we don't know who's running this, what it's connected with, whether it's the government, but they were pleading with these people so that they could come and give the vax shots. That's harassment. That's what that is. Now, I have to tell you what else I saw in the newspaper. And this was this same newspaper, and they're calling the obituaries now celebrations of life, which I think is an interesting change. This was Thursday, February 10th, this same day, actually, as they publicized Hogan's new program. So in this, let me just unfold this so I can tell you about 7 people. Seven obituaries. And now, out of these 7, we had 1 that was a person who died in hospice, so that might have been long-term cancer. And 1 was dead at the age of 101, actually, so we didn't count that one. And then there was 1 death at the person's age 47 with no details. So that could go either way. But there were 4 definitive ones, we thought. Ronnie died at his home Friday, February 4th. Okay. Caesar died at his home February 4th. He was age 70. The first one was 75. Okay, there's 2. And now we move on to a 71-year-old woman, again, passed away peacefully, okay? And then we have another person here. Let me see. Again, passed away peacefully at home. So at any rate, when we were done with these, we had, out of 7 obituaries for the day, we had 4 who were passing away peacefully or unexpectedly out of 7. Now, Lou the mathematician, is that significant? And there was 1 possibly added, 4 out of 7.
I think that's rather significant, especially when they use the phrase passed away peacefully. That
or
seems
unexpectedly.
To be the catchphrase now.
Now, here on another day, this was pretty shocking. This person's first name was Grayson, and Grayson died suddenly at his home. On Wednesday, January 19th, he was 24 years old. Now, don't you really wonder? We're losing our people, and it's so important that we bring you this news. There's a lot more. There's some Christian persecution going on. It's starting in the corporations. They're really doing this. But I think since we mentioned a couple things here, we mentioned the Super Bowl, that it there was a lot of violence after it, and then we'll get your little article to Lou about this spiritual. These are both little articles. I'll have to make it short so we can get to yours. This Antichrist murder spirit, destroyer of bodies and souls that we've been talking about, see, it manifested. Zero Hedge said, large, violent, destructive crowds take to the streets following Super Bowl, LAPD, by Tyler Durden. The Los Angeles Police Department issued several dispersal orders in an unlawful assembly after the L.A. Rams took home a triumphant win in the Super Bowl, as a large, violent, and destructive crowd became uncontrollable in the heart of downtown. And so I'm reading on here. Those involved in criminal activity and those failing to obey dispersal orders are subject to arrest. And LAPD also received calls of businesses being looted. And there are things going on. Now, we're saying that this all goes back to the moral degradation of things going on. And I guess I have part of this article. Maybe I better get to this. Just give us a sentence or two. Don't you have Snoop Dogg, a little bit about him?
Yes, I do.
Just a little tiny bit, and then I'll go.
Yeah, this was from the Gateway Pundit. The title says, Halftime Show Star Snoop Dogg in January collaborated on violent police-killing rap song. Why does the NFL promote this? By Joe Hoft.
Yes. Now, that gives us the lead-in. And so he, this 50-year-old musician, steps into the big spotlight of his career Sunday. And now, in January, this was the anti-police rap single, Police, with rapper J5 Slap and two other hip-hop artists that feature incendiary lyrics, including the following intro, delivered not by Snoop Dogg, but one of his collaborators. All you N, we interject, and it rhymes with chiggers. All you N out there, take your guns that you using to shoot each other and start shooting these. And I think with the things missing, it's the word black and then a blank blank, your bottom, you know, the black a something mother. Mother effing police. So that line was, and start shooting these black something mother effing police. That'll impress a mother effing N like me. And the N again was rhyming with chigger. The crooked mother effers, cause these police getting way too mother effing out of line. Now, I'm really offended for my black friends. For my white friends, I taught in Prince George's County with some lovely African-American people, and some of them were very devoted Christians. They would hate this kind of stuff. And they're the people who warned me, don't go down into the district at night. It's not really safe down there with the thugs. We're taking off the gloves, and we're going to see who is still civilized when we go into probably the Great Tribulation. That's probably we're on the outskirts of it. Do you have anything more there about Snoop Dogg?
Well, let's see now. It just says that he pops up on NFL football broadcasts and guest stars in movies like The Addams Family.
But, you know, Biden's going to save us all. His
regime
giving the $30 million to the Blue Cities for crack pipes to be handed out to black Americans and LGBT. We didn't get to Mike Lindell, but we'll tell you more about him next week. So we do need prayers. Yes, keep that doctor friend of Divided Kingdom. He's been contributing, even though he has no real job. He stood up against the shots. He took a moral stand. What kind of stand are you going to take for Jesus Christ? We love you, and we hope that we can stay on the air just as long as we can. Once God showed me the passage, cry out till the last city is wasted. Is that our destiny, Lou? Or will we see America repent and God bring back the protection? Good night.